Hello, and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today is day two with our dear friend, Reverend Dave Robbins. Our co-host today is Maricela Woodall. And I'm Tammy Sue Baker, and now direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Mondo de la Vega.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to day two.
Hello, hello.
Thank you, Tammy Sue, Maricela. Yes. Welcome back. If you missed yesterday's program, you should be ashamed of yourself.
You have
go
to
back
watch
and
it.
Watch it because yeah. It's going to blow your mind on where we are in Bible prophecy. And I got to tell you, I'm still trying to recover from yesterday's program.
Right.
My mind is like a little ball inside, just going left, right, left, trying to put it in place. And it's about to get even more wilder today.
Awesome.
Amen.
News are breaking right now that if I have time, I got to share them with you because I'm telling you, we are in that prophetic moment that the Bible has warned us about. The Bible has taught us about. Bible prophecy is being fulfilled right before our eyes, Maricela.
Amen.
And the hour to pay attention and to stay tuned, it is right now. Amen. And I got to tell you, I thank God for the Voice of the Prophets
yes,
network every single
you,
day, because without it, the Voice of the Prophets is not mainstream. Now, they're in pockets everywhere. But when we come together,
yes,
they always say
it.
That
Amen.
In numbers, there is strength and there's power. And when we come together to understand and reason and study God's word, we understand that God is speaking
yes.
in the headlines.
That's it.
And I got to tell you that the DVD that we offered yesterday covers a lot of the topics that are
so
happening
much,
right now.
Mondo, yes.
And I got to remind you, order this today because we're about to start teaching. We're going to be into what we talked about yesterday with Israel and Iran are developing plans that it can lead into a world that we have never seen before. The world's changing every single
yes.
day. The headlines are changing. And I got to tell you something, that Israel is right in the center of this event. When you see that Iran, Reverend, welcome our dear
yes.
guest,
yes.
my friend.
Reverend
Absolutely.
Dave Robbins is here today
Man.
From End Time Ministries and show. And I got to tell you, Reverend, the news just broke a few moments ago that Saudi Arabia and Iran are signing a deal that can jeopardize Prime Minister Netanyahu's agreement deal to get the Saudis to join the Peace Corps. Yet, where is America? Where is Joe Biden? We haven't seen America. There's a void taking place, but stay tuned because he's going to give us an insight on where America is in Bible prophecy. Reverend gives us lessons how to understand Bible prophecy,
yes.
what is happening right now in Israel. Yesterday, we talked about the red heifers. My mind is still trying to
yes.
make sense about this prophecy
awesome.
Because God has chosen America for this hour. God has chosen you to pay attention on what's happening right now. And we want you to get this information in your hands today before we get started. We want you to call the number 1-888-988-1588, or better yet, jimbakershow.com. You can order three of them for a donation of $55 to the ministry, or if you want to just get one for yourself, then you can order one for a donation of $20 today. Mm-hmm. But you can do that, and as you do that, you're supporting this ministry, you're supporting
Amen.
The Voice of the Prophets Network, and you're supporting the ministry of Reverend Dave Robbins.
Yeah.
He is the son-in-law of Dr. Irvin Baxter. You are the host. And for me, it's so good to see you every single
yes.
day. You're live. You're bold
you.
To take calls, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And
yes.
End Time Show TV and radio program for this End Time Ministries that we're in right now. The program can be found on the Voice of the Prophets Network. Every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I don't want to keep talking. I want to get right into it, Reverend, because so much is happening. The breaking news. A few days ago, Iran sent the message to the world
mm-hmm.
that in 12 days, they can put a nuclear weapon together.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to know the verbal attacks that are being exchanged between Israel and Iran.
Right.
can lead into a world that can lead into Bible prophecy.
Yeah.
Give us an insight biblically, and of course, with the headlines, where is this verbal attack leading us into?
Sure. So again, thank you for having me. We had a great discussion.
Absolutely.
Yesterday was awesome. And wow. And, you know, we talked about the red heifer and a lot of different things and that, what the insight that was. And if you, again, if people didn't watch yesterday's program, I read you guys a text that I received from Byron Stinson, who was over the Red Heifer Project. He was there when the red heifers were brought to Israel. I shared you a text that I received from him of new information that I got on Wednesday, and we read that text on yesterday's program. So you certainly would want to watch that program because of what an update on the red heifers. Very, very prophetically significant. Probably will be one of the most recognizable prophecies in the last 2,000 years.
Wow.
And so, and leading to the building of the third temple and a lot of different other things. So yesterday was a great program, but today promises to be, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So in talking about Israel and Iran, prophetically speaking, from the Old Testament prophets, Zechariah, Ezekiel, Daniel, and many of the prophets to Revelation chapter 22, God gave us a giant timeline of events to follow. And a big majority of all of them, those events have already occurred. A vast majority. There's only a few left before his second coming. The next two on that timeline is a war, World War III, that will kill one-third of the world's population. It's the sixth trumpet war in the book of Revelation. And then a peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. And that peace agreement, and the Bible gives it five specific characteristics, how we'll know that's the peace agreement. That peace agreement will mark the beginning of the final 7 years, Daniel's 70th week, before the second coming of Jesus Christ and the Battle of Armageddon. I cannot prove scripturally which one happens first, World War III or the peace agreement. Maybe the peace agreement will happen first, maybe the war. It is my opinion. I won't tell everybody this. This is opinion. I believe the war will happen first. Then on the heels of that, the international community would look at the Israelis and the Palestinians and say, okay, we're done with your fighting and bickering and all of this Israel-Palestinian conflict. You're going to sign an agreement, and that starts the final 7 years. Now, in my opinion, that's how it will play out. Although I want everybody to know I cannot prove which one happens first scripturally. Now, the reason that we want to talk about Israel and Iran is because this World War situation, a lot of people, when the Russia-Ukraine conflict kicked off, everybody, a lot of people were saying, oh, this is World War III. But a lot of people have also said, well, the China-Taiwan thing could be World War III. However, I'm looking at the prophecies of the Bible, and I know this will step on some people's theological timeline and eschatology and everything, but I believe that I can prove that the first four seals have been opened, and also that the first five trumpets have occurred. The seven trumpets in the book of Revelation, part of the skeletal structure. The first five trumpets have already occurred, and the sixth trumpet is World War III. The Bible says, Revelation 9, verse 13 through 21, loose the four angels bound in the great river Euphrates, four to kill one-third the part of mankind. And I saw a number of the army of the horsemen, and there were 200 million soldiers participated in that. So there are three specific things that we know about World War III. It emanates or originates in the Middle East region along the Euphrates River. Four nations house the Euphrates River: Turkey, Syria, Iraq, and the last 50 to 60 miles where the Euphrates and the Tigris River meet. It forms the final border before it goes into the Persian Gulf of Iran and Iraq. So Turkey, Syria, Iraq, and Iran. The Bible says, loose the four angels bound in the great river Euphrates, four to kill one-third of the part of mankind. So I do watch Russia and Ukraine, and I am watching the China-Taiwan situation, but I know from the prophecies of the Bible, it's going to originate in the Euphrates River region. Now, when Taiwan started sending unmanned aerial vehicles, these drones, to Russia to help them fight Ukraine, I thought, oh no. Could this be where Iran is? This is where the war is going to originate, and then they're going to help them, and it's going to lead into a World War III situation. Doesn't appear that that will happen at this point, but I know that because they're trying to avoid international sanctions, Russia and Iran have now merged banking systems. So they're in complete lockstep with each other. And a few years ago, China and Taiwan have signed military and economic pacts to work together. So just like we're an ally of Israel, China and Taiwan are allies of Iran. And if we were to, if Israel, so what's that brings me to this, the topic right now, Israel and Iran bantering back and forth. Many world leaders believe that we have been in World War III for some time now, and it has just not escalated to the point where it would lead to mass casualties. Because Iran, some people believe we've been in World War III for 40 years now when the Ayatollahs took over the Iran and have been trying to destroy Israel and the United States. Iran wants to implement Sharia law, a Shiite version of Sharia law, globally. So if that was the case, all we would see is her eyes and her eyes. Mm-hmm. You understand how right. bad it would get for all the women in here if we went into Sharia law globally. It would be a horrible situation. Well, and the Iranian people are feeling that now. Well, Iran wants to implement that globally, so they see Israel, little Satan, they call her, and the United States, big Satan, they see them in the way of them doing that. So they want to annihilate, they want to kill Israel. They want to run her off into the sea, and they want to annihilate the United States. So they're already the number one state sponsor of terrorism. They've been shooting off weapons lately that says death to Israel. Well, imagine the number one state sponsor of terrorism getting a nuclear weapon.
Ooh.
Israel knows that she's a one atomic bomb nation. You set off a nuclear weapon over Tel Aviv, which is the major population center in Israel, Israel's done. Well, Israel, you wonder what's going on in the news every day. Israel's not going to allow that to happen.
No.
They have bombed there twice before. They have bombed nuclear aspirations, facilities, to keep that from happening. Well, now you've got China and Russia, big brothers, sitting right here behind Iran saying, well, come on and bomb her.
Ooh.
Now, Israel is saying, Netanyahu is saying, we're never going to allow them to, and we need a military force that can say that's never going to happen. Well, Israel and the United States have worked together and said we're not going to allow that to happen. But with a Joe Biden administration, it's kind of weird because he's trying to get this nuclear deal established, which would allow Iran eventually to get a nuclear weapon because of sunset clauses. It will eventually come to an end. Israel has said, look, whether we got to go this alone or not, we're not going to allow them to get a nuclear weapon to the point where we would be. They've been practicing over the last several months bombing runs with refueling their jets in the air to be able to make a long-range bombing run for that. Well, they're not doing that to bomb South America.
No.
They're doing that for Israel or for Iran. So I'm sitting here watching this World War III scenario in the Bible, Sixth Trumpet War, one of the next prophecies on God's prophetic timeline, and Iran and Israel, and Iran wants to destroy Israel, and that's what Netanyahu, when he came into office, he said, one of the things that will never happen under my premiership is we're never going to allow Iran. Well, the problem is Iran, when Joe Biden came into office, Iran only had just a small amount of uranium enriched, a certain percentage, less than 10%. And they need to enrich uranium up to 90% to be able to build a nuclear bomb. Now, in the last short 2 years, just the other day in the news, they have enriched up to 84%.
Wow.
All they need is 90% for a nuclear bomb. Whoa. The number one state sponsor of terrorism, they have terrorism factions and proxies in over 30 nations around the world, 500,000 of them. They're here. They have them in here in the United States. So that's one of the problems with open borders. Anybody can come across.
That's right.
And so when I'm watching this whole scenario going, oh my goodness, is this going to lead to World War III? And yesterday we talked about World War III being the entrance ramp to the Antichrist and the world government. All of these prophecies, you guys, are coming to pass. All of them are converging at the same time. And that's what we're watching happening in the Middle East. I am watching Russia and Ukraine, but that's a geopolitical situation. It's all about the geography, land. Russia, Taiwan's the same thing. But when you look at the Iran-Israel situation, that's a religious problem.
Ooh.
A whole different mindset when you talk about religion than somebody that says, well, that belongs to that land belongs to us. No, it belongs to us. Okay, now let's go to war. There's a different mindset than if somebody believes it's I am religiously bound
wow.
to do this. And so that's what we're seeing. That's what's going on in the news as we speak. It's in the news every day in all Israel news sources. Will Israel, when are they going to bomb? And today in the Jerusalem Post, there's an article that the writer said that now it's the time has come to an end. The hourglass, the sand is almost out. We're going to have to go ahead and take care of Iran because now one of our leaders in the government, one of our military leaders has said, hey, they're only 12 days away now from being able to create a nuclear weapon. In other words, used to it was it's called the breakout period. It would take them months. If they decided to go ahead and do it, it would take them months. Now it's only 12 days.
Wow.
And Israel's saying, we're done.
And when you see Iran and the Saudis agreeing to resume ties, guess who's behind that? China.
Mm-hmm.
We got a situation brewing, Reverend, that I don't think America expected for China to move in so quickly.
Yeah.
For China to get involved this fast, to be able to understand China and be able to understand America's role, I got to ask you this question that is not on on the format.
Mm-hmm.
If the current administration ever admitted that they were involved in bombing and destroying the Nord Stream pipeline,
mm-hmm.
my question is this, could we be seeing the dissolve of the relationship with us in NATO?
Yeah, so that's a loaded question. I'm going to step back and give you the overall big picture of it, because if we focus right on that, it might be impossible to answer that question because that would be speculation. But once you understand the big picture, then it will help you to kind of see what's going on here. On the heels of World War II, the United Nations was formed, and the United States was the principal driver behind that. FDR was a globalist. He's the one that put the New World Order, Novus Ordo Seclorum, in the ribbon under the pill mirror with the all-seeing eye on our dollar bill. He was a globalist. So he was the principal driver behind the establishment of the United Nations. From then until now, 70-plus years, the United States has been the leader of the New World Order, the liberal international order, the principal driver behind this world governing body. Well, Europe has kind of been our sidekick in all of this, and NATO was actually formed to keep Russia from invading the European nations. So they formed NATO, and the United States is the leader of that. We're the main funder of that and everything. So if they were to find out that we bombed this Nord Stream pipeline is what you're talking about, it could absolutely affect our relationship with NATO. I don't think NATO would dissolve. I think that maybe they would say, well, we can't rely upon you anymore, and we're just going to go it alone, Europe. The thing is that the Bible says that's exactly what's going to happen.
Wow.
The Bible says the United States will not be part of the end-time world government, and that we're going to kind of separate from that. And this, up until now, we've been sitting on the pedestal. We've been the principal driver behind the world governing body. Because of the weakness, because of the Afghanistan debacle and all of the different things that Joe Biden has done, because of our weakness, we're coming off of that pedestal as the leader of the world government. And so it leaves a giant void. Well, Europe is standing over there jumping up and down with their hand in the air saying, we can fill that void. And so the Bible says that they are, in fact, going to be, power shift is going to move away from the United States over to Europe. They will be the power base of the Antichrist in the end time. Europe is going to be the leader of the world governing body in the end time. Mm. Right now, the European Union is the model of world government. They've done away with all their borders, and all of the nations answer to the parliament building in Brussels, Belgium. So you can kind of see the dynamics here if we were to finally confess, yes, we did bomb the Nord Stream pipeline. You could see the dynamics there, but the Bible, it's the same dynamic that the Bible says is going to happen. The United States, where it's mentioned in the Bible, in Daniel 7, and this would be very important, but the United States, Daniel saw four beasts, a lion with eagle's wings, a bear, a four-headed leopard, and a ten-horned beast. The lion is Great Britain. the eagle's wings, the nation that was plucked out of that, that was made stand upon a feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. That's the United States. What's our mother country?
Right.
Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's prophesied 2,500 years ago. The bear is Russia. The four-headed leopard's Germany. The ten-horned beast is the European Union. Go to Revelation 13. John said, I saw a beast, one beast come up out of the sea who had the body of the leopard, Germany, the mouth of the lion, Great Britain, the feet of the bear, Russia, the ten horns of the ten-horned kingdom. That's a federalization of nations. They're all European nations. That's going to lead the world governing body in the end time. There's one nation missing.
That's right.
There's no eagle's wings.
Right.
That's it.
The United States is not mentioned in the world governing body in the end time. You jump back one chapter to Revelation 12, 14, and the Bible says that when the Antichrist comes, comes on the scene, that Israel is carried away, the woman with 12 stars around her head in Revelation 13, that's Israel. Israel is carried away on the wings of a great eagle, where she is nourished in her place for time, times, and half a time. The United States will withdraw from the world governing body and stand with and protect Israel all the way throughout the end time against the world government. So once you understand the dynamics in this big wow. picture of what's going on, it kind of helps you to understand what would happen if we said, hey, we did bomb Nord Stream. What the Bible says is going to happen, that scenario it lays out, that's exactly what will happen.
Mm.
So that's what's happening in the world right now.
Reverend,
wow.
you talk about in more in depth of what you just explained to us in a few moments. In this lessons, Maricela, and I got to tell you, you're going to want to watch it over and over yes. again, because I urge you to get your Bible out when you yes. listen to Reverend Dave gives this lessons mm-hmm. and follow the book, follow the revelation.
Yes.
He'll give you a tour from Genesis to Revelation to demonstrate where we are right now in this current events that we're seeing develop. In Sunday school, Reverend, they don't teach the Bible the way they used to anymore.
Right. Right.
I can tell you who does.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Put this, if you don't Absolutely. Know the Bible, put the DVD on.
Right.
And learn together.
Yes, amen.
Because this is the hour where we must learn what this world leaders are saying. Can I read to you what one of the world leaders is saying?
Yes.
About what you just presented to us so beautifully, because mm-hmm. you make it so understandable where even myself can understand what he's teaching. Sometimes it goes over your head.
Right.
This is what the executive chairman, Klaus Schwab, he said, he's calling for world leaders to unite to address global issues such as climate change, trade, and economic disruption. He emphasized that this one world government must form as soon as possible.
Yep.
What goes through your mind reading when you hear those words?
So I just explained the world governing body mm-hmm. That will be in power, the federalization of nations in Revelation chapter 13, verse 1 and 2. The Bible says that entity will be in power at the time of the second coming of Jesus Christ. And for thousands of years, there have been leaders that have endeavored to run the world, and many of them have been successful. You have the Assyrians, the Sumerians, the Babylonians with Nebuchadnezzar, the Medes and the Persians, the Grecians, the Roman Empire. They all ruled the world during their known era. Mm-hmm. Well, Bible prophecy says that there will be one final world governing body at the time of the second coming of Jesus Christ, and the Antichrist will usurp authority over that. The World Economic Forum is working alongside the United Nations and many other entities, the World Health Organization, the World Trade Organization, the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, International Criminal Court. They're all involved in working to establish not a national government. They're not trying to run just the United States or just Israel, just Russia. They're trying to establish a world governing body. That's their goal. That's why it's called the International Monetary Fund, the United Nations. It's a world governing body. And what they're trying to do, he made a comment in there about the economic status. If you understand, the Bible specifically prophesies that the end time world governing body will have a socialistic or a communistic mindset. This is very, very important. And this is going to tie into the digital stuff that yes. we might get to later on in the program. The mark of the beast is going to be an economic sanctioning system. People won't be able to buy or sell without having the mark in the right hand or in the forehead. It's all about economic sanctioning. Right now, they sanction the international leaders sanction nations.
Wow.
But they want to get to the point where they can sanction individuals.
Wow, wow.
And so they have to get socialism, communism. Socialism and communism are synonymous terms. A lot of people don't believe they are, but they really are. Socialism is the economic side of it, get a hold of the economy. And communism is the political ideology. The Bolsheviks roll in with tanks and just kill everybody and set up. Okay, well, nowadays they can't do that here in the United States. There is a socialistic takeover of most of the world. Most of the world has already yielded up to it. But they can't do it here in the United States because we're so strong militarily. So they can't come in with the communistic mindset right off the bat. They've got to come in with the economic side, which is socialism. You understand how there are so many socialists in America right now in our government, avowed socialist, and they're wanting to redistribute the wealth of the United States. Well, that's because there's a socialistic takeover and they're trying to overtake the United States, but they got to get a hold of our economy. That's what this stuff is all about. So Klaus Schwab, what they need is they need the crisis. Remember yesterday we talked about that World War III will be the crisis that leads to this fully functioning world governing body. Well, they'll try all these different crises. Human-induced global warming, which leads to climate change. Now, I don't know if people out there understand this or not, but that is an absolute hoax that is propagated. Right. That's propaganda by the United Nations to get you in fear mode, to get you to yield up your sovereignty in the name of security.
That's what it is.
It's all about wealth redistribution. The United Nations Sustainable Development Goals is all about wealth redistribution. They say in their plan that none of this will be possible unless wealth is shared and inequality is addressed. They want to redistribute the wealth of the world. So when you look at a Klaus Schwab with the World Economic Forum, and he wrote a book about the Great Reset. Mm-hmm. What he's trying to do is he's all about, because he works with the United Nations, he's all about this socialistic takeover of the world. So the Great Reset is all about saying, we had COVID-19. And he actually says, but it's going to affect the economies of the world. What we really need is a great reset of capitalism. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, hold on a second. COVID-19 and we need a great reset of capitalism for that? The great reset of capitalism is the goal.
Don't go away. We'll be right back after this special message.
Is it all right to just say that I'm anti-sugar?
The average American consumes 5 times the amount of sugar that we should. The average adult consumes 70 grams of sugar a day, or wow, 60 pounds a year. Only a portion of it is used to create energy, and the rest of it is stored as fat, or it's wreaking havoc on the body.
We're introducing today, I'm going to go right to the product, because I think it's a revolutionary product. We're introducing it right now for the first time.
The product is actually all the digestive enzymes that the body needs to break down, fats, proteins, carbohydrates, everything so that the body can absorb them, utilize them, etc. Think about this. If you take sugar in any form, in a food form, table sugar, added sugar, and you're taking an enzyme that can convert 50 to 90% of that sugar to an insoluble dietary fiber in the gut. Well, do we need more fiber? What does fiber do in the gut? It functions as a prebiotic that feeds your good bacteria that creates good gut health. The good gut health is critical.
Yes.
So you're taking something harmful and creating something helpful.
Yeah. Who do you think benefits the most from this product?
Who?
Yeah, who?
Well, anybody dealing with digestive issues in the first place. Okay. Anybody who is trying to control, is having trouble controlling their glucose level. And that glucose level is creating problems for them. Whatever those problems might be. So those would be the ones who would benefit the most. But there isn't a person who eats. If they eat food and they eat it that's not in a raw state, all of it, they need digestive enzyme.
Wow.
Because otherwise they're forcing their body to do something that it wasn't designed to do, and it's going to suppress their immune system. It's going to affect them negatively. So that's why it's critical that we have digestive enzymes, the full complement.
Yes.
I want everybody to order Sugar to Fiber because it is brand new. It's a product that I know everybody needs.
Yes.
I know it's something that I needed, and I'm thrilled to have it. Mm-hmm. Nana, are you going to take it, you said?
Absolutely. I am definitely going to take it. And what I love, Dad, is, and I said this, but it's been so exciting to see everyone. So many of our staff members are texting me. They're coming up to me. They're saying, this is a product that we want, that we need. I believe this is the answer for many of us who have struggled. I mean, just being very real, I'm like, you know, in life, you struggle with what you eat, with what you're putting in your bodies. For some of us, that might be a struggle. And so I am just really grateful that we're able to bring this to our viewers, and it's available right now. So if you've been watching the broadcast, you can now order it by going to our website, jimbakershow.com. It's available there. This is the Sugar to Fiber, available for $49.95 at our website there with OptiVita Health. And remember, I do want to mention this because I love this. Frank is also including two electronic books that will be emailed to you. The first one is What is Glucose? How Can I Control It? An entire study in his research on that topic. And then the second electronic book that will be emailed to you is The Power of Enzymes for Health. So when you order your Sugar to Fiber supplement, you're also going to receive these two free bonuses of two ebooks included in your order. Plus, use the coupon code FIBER and you're going to receive 10% off your order today. So you can either go to our website, jimbakershow.com and OptiVita Health, or you can also place your order by calling us today, calling OptiVita directly at 1-833-336-9678. That number again is 1-833-336-9678. So call today and place your order or visit the website at jimbakershow.com.
I gave you a view of the world governing body in Revelation 13, 1 and 2, a seven-headed, ten-horned beast. Well, the Bible says John in Revelation 17, 3 sees a vision of that woman sitting on the back of a scarlet-colored, seven-headed, ten-horned beast. Well, a seven-headed, ten-horned beast is a world government, but the Bible says it's a scarlet-colored beast or red. Well, red, if you go back to the first four seals, I can prove scripturally, there's no way we're going to have time to do this on this program, but the first four seals, they're spirits. They're not really physical four riders that'll come across and kill everybody on the, that I've seen movies about that stuff. They're four spirits. Go to Zechariah 6, verse 1 through 8, and it proves all that. Well, the four spirits symbolized by these colors in the earth today is the white spirit, Catholicism, the red spirit, communism or socialism, the black spirit, capitalism, and the green spirit. I know a New King James Version would say pale, but it should have been translated pale, green, or green. If you look in a Tyndale Bible, he translated it green. The original Greek word was chloros, which you remember from biology class was green. Right. So it should have been translated a green horse or a pale green horse. So that the you have the four spirits, Catholicism, communism, or socialism, capitalism, the black horse. The green horse spirit is Islamism in the world today. You ever seen an Islamic parade? It's just a sea of green down through there. So anyway, those are the four main spirits. Well, red in Bible prophecy symbolizes socialism or communism. Well, the Bible says this end time world government in Revelation 17:3 is a scarlet colored or red seven-headed ten-horned beast. It's going to be socialistic. That's where we're at today, you guys. The United Nations was created to be a socialistic one world governing body. I think I told you yesterday on the program that Alger Hiss was a communist spy, and he was the architect. He wrote the charter for the United Nations. They still function under that same charter. So it's the overthrow of socialism across the world, establishing a socialistic one-world governing body. The United States is the great holdout.
Wow.
Listen.
Wow.
Schwab urges that governments are no longer the overwhelmingly dominant actor of the world stage, and the time has come for a new stakeholder paradigm
for
international governance.
Yep.
I mean, you just explained it.
Yeah.
Now, this leads me to the push for digital currency, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few hours ago, this is the headline. Financial regulators have closed Silicon Valley Bank
and taking control of its deposits.
Yep.
That sounds like what happened
to
us.
Wow.
The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation announced Friday in what is the largest U.S. bank failure since the global financial crisis more than a decade ago.
Yes.
This leads me to understand why the push for digital currency.
Mm-hmm.
What is the, let me ask this properly. Is the new digital currency a precursor to the mark of the beast? Let me make it that simple.
Yes. Wonderful question, my friend. So if I were to give you a $100 bill right now, you could do anything you want. If you, I'm not saying you will, but if you wanted, you could go buy drugs. And me as the government or the bank, the police, I wouldn't know, because cash is freedom. You can go buy your kids a doll. You can do, it's freedom. It's yours. You can go do what you want. And I can't track it. And I can't control you. It's cash. But if I can move you off of a cashless society and move you onto a digital platform, I can track every single thing you do. I can track where you spend it, what you spend it on. I can track your some kind of different patterns that you have in your life. I can market to you. But in the end, I could absolutely control you if we went to a complete digital, let's say a central bank digital currency. Mm-hmm. So let me explain. You talked about precursors of the mark of the beast. Again, the Bible says in Revelation 13:16-17, that he will give everybody their own unique number. Everybody, rich and poor, great, free and bond, everybody, their own unique identification number, a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and without which you're not going to be able to buy or sell. The Revelation 13 is really God exposing Satan's master plan in the end time. It's Revelation 13, 1 through 8 is the world government, and the leader of that, the Antichrist. Revelation 13, 11 through 15 is the world religion, and the leader of that, the false prophet. Revelation 13, 16 through 18 is the mark of the beast, the economic sanctioning system that will be used to force compliance, to get everybody to pledge allegiance to and bow down to the edicts of the Antichrist and his world governing body. So it's going to be economic sanctioning. Okay, now here we are. We got a world government that's being established. There's a world religion being established, and there is a global economic sanctioning system that's being established. It's exactly what God exposed in Revelation 13. So let's talk about central bank digital currencies, and I'll show you how diabolical this is. And again, like we talked about yesterday, I don't teach fear. I don't teach prophecy as fear. Wow. I believe God will sustain the church through all of this.
Amen.
Okay? Yeah.
I understood. I'll give you what's happening right now, and then I'll go back and give you the history, and that's what's going to really probably flip you guys out. Which is what I'm trying to do, by the way. So actually, this is all happening. I'm not sensationalizing any of this.
Right.
So when cryptocurrency came out, the digital currencies, these guys were using Bitcoin and all these different things. It was getting ready to go mainstream, and people were getting ready to take cryptocurrency, which the government could not regulate. It was totally decentralized, and it was not, in other words, it wasn't controllable by the government. They were using this. Elon Musk was getting ready to take Bitcoin for Teslas. Well, the federal government, who issues the dollar bill, because your dollar bills and 20s and everything, they're Federal Reserve notes. Mm-hmm. They're not federal United States federal government notes. They're Federal Reserve notes. And so, big difference. Well, when the federal government realized Bitcoin and all these cryptocurrencies were getting ready to take off, and major retailers were getting ready to start taking them as payment, they thought, well, hold on a minute. We're going to lose control of the economy of the United States. Because remember, we talked about the mark of the beast and socialistic overthrow of the world. They got to get control of the economies of the world. That's the whole goal about socialism. Well, when we come back to the Bitcoin, our government said, no, we can't do that. I knew when Bitcoin started to take off, our government's going to attack that with everything they're worth. Well, last year, Joe Biden comes out and he says, well, so many people have been taken advantage of by Bitcoin that the United States government has to come is looking at putting out a central bank digital currency so that you can be protected by your government. Now, that makes you you're going to sleep better tonight,
wow.
right? So
wow.
you can be protected by the government and have a means of, you know, commerce, but we're going to put it out, the federal government. Well, so I thought, man, I knew this was coming. So he puts out this big executive order on the central bank digital currencies and how we're going to look into putting out our own central bank digital currency. We're going to put out pilot programs and things like that. Well, I knew that was coming. Well, here's the reason why it is such a bad thing. There's a million reasons why, but if you understand what happened back in the early 1900s, is that there are a cabal of private bankers that wanted to get in control of the economy of the United States because they wanted a world government, and they knew you've got to control the economy. Mayor Amschel Rothschild said years ago, "Give me a control of the economy of a nation. I don't care who makes their laws." Right. Because once you got them by with the economy, I can force you to do everything I want you to do I can get control of your bank account. You're stuck. Well, so this cabal of private bankers, G. Edward Griffin wrote a book years ago called The Creature from Jekyll Isle. What happened is these cabal of private bankers were working with the government, Senator Nelson Aldrich and a bunch of different people, and this cabal of private bankers went out to an isle called Jekyll Isle. It's an island just off of Georgia, right here in the United States. And they come up with what's called the Federal Reserve Act. It wasn't a hunting trip like they said it was. They come up with what's called the Federal Reserve Act. They come back off the creature from Jekyll Isle, and got with Senator Nelson Aldrich and other people, influential people in the government, and got this law passed, it's called the Federal Reserve Act. Mm. And what it did, our Constitution gives Congress the power to print money, to determine how much money's in circulation, to set the value of money, the interest rates, everything. Our Congress, a group of elected officials, our Constitution gives them that power. The Federal Reserve Act took that power away from Congress and gave it to a cabal of private bankers, and it's called the Federal Reserve Bank.
Mm, wow.
So today, the Federal Reserve Bank has nothing to do with the government, but your dollar bills and 20s and 10s say Federal Reserve note.
Right.
So do they have control of our economy already? When's the last time you heard that you heard on the radio that the Congress is going to raise interest rates?
Mm-mm.
Nobody here today or listening to us today
wow.
has ever heard that
right.
unless you'd have to be way over 100 years old. It's always the Fed is getting ready to raise. So they're in control of the economy of the United States of America. Okay, now imagine, and those are the ones that Joe Biden has said, well, the Fed, it's called a central bank. They're the central bank in the United States. The central bank in the United States, they're in all the developed nations of the world, they have a central bank. The hub, the central bank of the central banks is called everybody never forget this, the Bank for International Settlements.
Hmm.
That's the central bank of the central banks. This is how they're going to control the economies of the world. If I was to put out a central bank digital currency, then I could say, okay, Mondo, I'm going to give you your central bank digital currency numbers, but I can watch all the money that goes into your account, every cent, because now we've done away with cash. So you have to function on a central bank digital currency. There are a lot of people that are saying, well, we're never going to get rid of cash, but that's the goal. The United Nations actually has an entity that works with them called the Better Than Cash Alliance, and its entire reason for existence is to move countries and governments off of cash and onto a digital platform.
Wow.
Because it's all about control. I could know how much money's coming into your account, and I could know every cent that goes out of your account, where it goes, and I could shut it off at a moment's notice. Remember what Trudeau did to the truckers up in Canada, and it would be easy to do that if we were on central bank digital currency. And here's where it gets worse. If that wasn't bad enough, they're making these central bank digital currencies programmable. So let's say the government come out and said, well, we don't want you to buy gas stoves.
Right.
Well, then
wow.
they could say, these central bank digital currencies, you go to buy a gas stove and it's going to say, it's invalid. You can't do that. It's programmable. So let's say in the future, when the Antichrist comes into power and you wanted to give a donation to a ministry that was teaching something anti-Antichrist, they could program these central bank digital currencies and cut off those funds. They could control every single thing you do. So the mark of the beast is all about economic sanctioning. Now the central bank controls the central banks, which control the economies of the world. This is how they do it. And they're wanting to move off of cash, move on to a central bank digital currency, and they would know everything you do economically, and they could track you and they could control you by these central bank digital currencies. That's why it's so diabolical, because here in the United States, Joe Biden is working right with the federal, and he said, well, what we're going to do in this executive order is in 180 days, we're going to just see how it would, you know, it might do a few pilot programs, or we're going to have them do some research and come back with me with a report. During that time, 12 of the leading banks in New York did a pilot program with it. They weren't supposed to do that kind of stuff. And so they went ahead and did pilot programs. There are nations all over the world that are doing pilot programs. Some nations have already rolled them out. So it's coming, even Israel, it's coming here to the United States. And it is, in my opinion, I'll say one of the top things that are leading us to the Mark of the Beast system is that they can have absolute complete control. Remember, right now, we economically sanction, let's say, Iran or Russia to try to keep them from getting a nuclear bomb or whatever. But they don't want to just sanction nations. They want to be able to sanction individuals.
Wow.
Look at what a precursor was Trudeau and the truckers in Canada. They want to be able to do that to every single individual, because if they've got control of your money.
All right, Reverend, I got a question all that.
Come on.
Because here I'm listening to you. They want to get rid of cash. They want to get rid of physical exchange that we earn. So you go to work in the morning, by evening, by the end of the week, we get paid cash and it goes into our bank account. How are we going to earn that digital currency, Reverend? What is that going to look like? Because here we can see physically, I can see the exchange for my labor. I can see cash. I can go to the ATM, get the cash out. That will prove, here, kid, see, I went to work. I didn't just go and hang out. How are we going to earn this digital currencies, this digital tokens, this digital exchange?
Yeah.
Are they going to track? How are they going to track us? Because that means they have to take over your systems back there.
Yeah.
So how do we know? How is this going to work? It's a complex question.
Yep.
And our time is leaving us once again. You're going to have to come back.
Just add some time to the clock.
I know, so
yeah, it's a great question. Here's some good news. I don't want to leave it on. Everybody's like, oh, they're going to take over. The thing I said earlier is that the United States is one of the last great holdouts of this socialistic takeover of the world.
Right.
Most of the nations will fall right in lockstep. Hey, just tell us what to do. The United States, there are people here in the United States that are fighting this tooth and toenail. And it's not just the Bitcoin owners, but there are people that are fighting it because they realize how much of an encroachment of the world government and of them in my own personal life. Americans believe this is still the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Yes.
Yes.
And that we still believe in the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. We don't want to be under control by all of this. So there are people here, very influential people, that are fighting it. And again, this is one of the things. I believe that globally, they'll be having sanctioning systems, but I don't believe, because of the scenario I laid out, where the eagle's wings are not mentioned in the world governing body, I don't know how much the mark of the beast will be implemented here in the United States. Okay? That is scripturally, because the Bible says the Antichrist will be fighting wars. People are going to come against him all the way to the end. I believe the United States will be part of that. I believe I can prove Israel will be part of that. And I believe the country of Jordan will be a part of that.
And you talk about it in this DVD.
And we talk about that. Yeah.
Wow.
Listen, you got to order this DVD today. You're going to want to play it over and over and over again, because you want to understand what Reverend Dave just explained to us real quickly right now mm-hmm. about the digital currency, about the World Economic Forum's agenda. Yeah. He's going to talk about how do we understand Bible prophecy as we're watching these events develop, and what does that mean to you? Right. And listen, we can't leave without hope, Reverend. What is the good news? Hearing all these events that can scare us, yet the hope we have is that Jesus tells us that we win in the end, right? Amen. That's the hope we have. How do you want to end this with good news?
Absolutely. So I have a lot of people ask me all the time because I taught one of the world government's one of my candy stick issues. I could go so deep into that, everybody would be like, oh, quit talking about it. So the thing is that I have a lot of people ask me all the time, you say we're going to be involved in it. There's a world government coming. How are we going to function as the church under the reign of a world government? And I say the same way the early church functioned under a reign of a world government. The early church, if you look at Jesus and all the apostles, they did everything they did in the New Testament under the reign of a Roman world government to the point where the Romans had Roman soldiers in Jerusalem. If you've ever watched The Chosen or something like that, you see the Roman soldiers just everywhere. They're Roman soldiers, Jesus, that's why they're Roman soldiers at his crucifixion. That's why he was taken by a Roman judge, Pontius Pilate, because Rome had occupying forces there. But they still filled Jerusalem with their doctrine. They set up churches all over the place. They even set up a church in Rome, which was the leader of the world governing body. The book of Romans is to the church in Rome. So I believe that in the end time, number one, I don't think the United States will come under the full reign of this world governing body. The Bible also prophesies a great end time revival in the end time. So, will there be a time of persecution that comes? Possibly. And I don't sidestep that. And we'll talk about the timing of the rapture somehow, some way, someday. But the thing is that because persecution comes doesn't mean that the apostles, the Bible says they counted it all worthy to suffer for the name of Jesus Christ. Look what he did for us. So if I've got to go, it doesn't mean we're all going to be wiped out, because that's not going to happen. Because the Bible says at the time of the rapture, the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up to meet them in the air. The Antichrist is not going to go around squishing everybody like a bug, like everybody tries to make it out. That's not how it's going to happen. There will be people that resist him and all the way to the end. And I believe that the church will have times of great revival. Will people somewhere on the earth, will people suffer persecution? Yes, Christians today are suffering persecution. Mm-hmm. We're one of the most persecuted groups on the planet.
Right.
So there will be, Christians have always been persecuted. There will be some that are persecuted all the way to the end. However, I believe the greatest time of revival the world's ever seen is ahead of us now. I believe we're all going to be involved in that, and I believe that God is going to sustain us through those times. We're going to live by faith. We're going to see miracles. A lot of things are going to happen. God's going to help us. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. So I'm not going to lose my faith and get into the doldrums. There's no way we're going to have revival if we're not walking by faith.
Amen.
So I know God has sustained me for years and years and years. This is how I live my life. God has sustained us. I mean, beyond Irvin Baxter passing away, end time is expanded. Yes. How does that happen unless God's
Amen.
Hands on us?
Amen.
So in the end time, that's how it's going to happen.
Yes. Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Our time is gone. Reverend Dave,
God bless
you
my
so
friend.
Much.
Absolutely.
There is so much to talk about.
They have to, though. You have to, before we end the show, you have to order the DVD today. You can now receive one for a donation of $20 to the ministry. Shipping and handling is included. The Great End Time Reset. And when I say these last 2 days, we just barely covered it, barely even got into it. So you want to order it, you want to watch it, take it out, watch it, put it in your DVD players, call your friends and families, have them watch it. We also have the friends and family offer, and that's three of the DVDs for a love gift donation of $55 to the ministry. That includes shipping and handling. Call that toll-free number on the screen, 1-888-988-1588, or you can also visit our website, jimbakershow.com. Remember, anytime you're partnering with us, so anytime you order something from the show, you're helping us to continue to come into your homes, to bring amazing, amazing guests, prophetic voices, to help unfold what's happening. These are exciting times. I do want to also mention, Mondo, before we leave, if you haven't ordered the brand new product that Dr. Don Colbert just brought to us, it's the Nano Glutathione. So many are ordering this right now, and you can receive it by going to the website, jimbakershow.com, or calling the toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588. Dr. Don Colbert brought the Brain Zone, which is still available as well, but the brand new product is the Nano Glutathione, which has the technology to deliver instant absorption. This product helps to boost immunity and encourages a strong response against pathogens in the body. It encourages skin health and potentially fights inflammation and promotes optimal brain function. If you've been watching the show with Dad, he is on a mission. He's like, we are going to have sound minds during these times. And so call us now, 1-888-988-1588. You can place your order or go to the website, jimbakershow.com, and click on that link, Divine Health. You can see the Brain Zone supplements that have been made available and Dr. Dawn's brand new book that was just released this past month, Healthy Brain Zone, Reverse Memory Loss, and Reduce Your Risk of Dementia and Alzheimer's. Call us today to place your order.
We have to go. Remember this, as our Father has reminded millions of people around the world for years, that God loves you. He really does. We have to go.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Dave.
God bless, my friend.
Appreciate you so much.
Wow, that's awesome.
Wow. Woo.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to the Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.
I want you to join me at the Ready Now Expo here at Morningside, USA. It's going to run from Wednesday, March 29th, through Friday, March 31st. This event will be live in person, as well as we're going to live stream it to your homes. But I want you to be here. This is one of the most important events of our lifetime.
Absolutely.
I believe with all my heart that we're on the brink of possibly World War III. Remember, it's Wednesday, March 29th through Friday, March 31st. And I want you to be here. We're preparing here at Morningside. It's time for you to be prepared in your house. The Bible says a fool sees trouble coming and doesn't prepare. Well, it's time to prepare. God loves you. He really does. I'll see you there.